welcome on Coach Lamb now here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Coach, obviously a tough way for the seniors to go out here at home, but an exciting volleyball match against a team in Valley Catholic we know is very talented. How do you feel like things played out there at the end, I guess?
Well, as a whole, I felt like, you know, we did a lot of good things. We weren't on offense as much as we needed to be, you know, which when you're not on offense, you know, you don't normally win the game. I thought my girls played strong. I thought they played hard. We have a lot of things we need to work on. We know that. I mean, we're going to see Valley Catholic a good couple more times,
yep,
you know, before the end of the season. And there's still quite a bit of season left, you know, for us to get where we need to be.
No doubt. We talked pregame, and you mentioned minimizing mistakes out there. You did just mention that you didn't feel like you were on offense enough. Did you feel like there was a few too many mistakes out there for your team tonight?
Oh, yeah. And when you play a strong team like Valley Catholic, you know, you really can't have any mistakes. You got to play clean the whole time. And there were spurts where we played fairly clean, but for the most part, I would say inconsistency got us.
And, of course, it doesn't help when it seemed like, you know, there was a couple times you did get into your offense, more than a couple, but mm-hmm. Just a couple times I'm going to reference here. You know, Maddie DeMet would have a really hard swing, and somehow Valley, I don't know how they do it, and you mentioned it as well pregame under Coach Fisher, how good of defense they play.
Yeah.
They're just able to dig out some balls that it doesn't feel like are supposed to, you know, be dug out.
Right.
And that certainly is a little deflating at times, I'm sure, as well.
Well, you know, yes, it can be. You know, my girl's job is to not be deflated. I mean, you cannot win against any team if you're deflated. You've
right.
got to stay determined and not down. So, yes, we knew coming in that they were going to hustle down a lot of balls. I mean, that wasn't a surprise to us. You know, so yeah, I mean, my girls have to play through that. And I thought they did a fairly good job of doing that.
I guess Valley taking control there at the end of set three. But overall, this is a Valley team that much improved from the start of the season. You know, they were missing a hitter in Riley Siebert, and they've become a lot more complete of a team. Despite the loss, I'm sure, as you mentioned it, there were a lot of good things that your team did. What are some of those good things that you're hoping to take forward with you to the last couple of weeks of the season here?
You know, we had some spurts where we had some solid serve receive to where we could run our offense. You know, Maddie did a great job. I'm going to tell you, Kirsten Day played the heck out of mm-hmm. a ball. She did a fantastic job, especially, you know, not being 100%. But, I mean, there were some good, you know, defensive plays that we made, especially in the third set, you know, that we just hustled the ball down to. So, you know, there's a lot to work on. We're just going to have to do that.
Well, you mentioned one senior there, and Kirsten Day, who is playing with a little bit of a banged-up ankle. And then you've got four other seniors as well, and Katie Whited, Nolie Kitchell, Cheyenne Smith-Hodgkiss, and Sierra Layton as well that were out there. How proud of you are you of their performance out there tonight and just overall for their careers as well?
You know, I'm not sure I've had a solid group that have come in as a solid five and then stayed solid five.
Right.
You know, the thing about these five girls is they work hard all the time. You know, not only that, they have a very team mindset. You know, last year when I had, you know, Macy and Lainey and Josie, some of those girls didn't see as much floor time. You know, Nolie didn't get in, you know, as much as she would have loved to have been in. You know, Cheyenne was hurt. She missed the entire season, you know, and then Sierra Layton played one rotation on the back row, and never one time were they negative to a teammate. Not one. I mean, they were the biggest cheerleaders the whole time. And to find kids that have that mindset is a rarity. And so that's what I love about this group of seniors.
Well, I guess the good thing, you know, even despite the loss, your season is far from over.
Yes.
You've got the Jackson tournament coming up mm-hmm. this weekend, which that'll be interesting. A lot of teams that we know of in that one that you're familiar with. And you'll move on after that to play one more MAAA game as well in West County. Seeding coming closer for MAAA as well as your district.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach this Jackson tournament and then, of course, that final game against West County as well, just what do you hope to get from those couple of matches?
You know, I'm excited about Jackson because it's high competition, and that's exactly what we need here at the end of the season, you know, to be able to keep our caliber of play as high as we want it to be, you know, before going into conference tournament and then, you know, postseason. So I'm excited to be able to play with some of those stronger teams.
No doubt. And just looking forward through the season, again, a tough loss, of course, tonight, but a lot of good things. I'm sure you're pretty confident in this bunch, and you're hoping to get back to state just like you did last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's everybody's goal. Everybody wants to get, you know, to state. If they've never been, they want to be. Mm-hmm. If they have been, they want to be back. You know, and that's no different for us. That's been our goal since I've been coaching, you know. So it's my girls' goal as well. You know, they set goals early in the season at the very beginning, and I have no doubt that they will work and do everything they can to get back there.
Coach, I know it was a tough one tonight, but thanks so much for joining us anyway, and we really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for hosting us here.
Thank you for the coverage. I appreciate it.
I was head coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers joining us here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream and the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Thanks to Coach Lamb.